I've often been asked over the years. A young man will come to the church and come to me and say, "Will you mentor me?" And I've always been reluctant to step into that kind of relationship defined that way. But I've said, "Sure, I'll talk with you, and I'll meet with you, and I'll spend time explaining things to you." And I do believe that young men are to learn by imitation, and you can't imitate unless you have contact with. And, but I'm nervous that about people sort of attaching one to one. You're my mentor. I'd like it to be broader, more organic than that. I was wondering if you could comment on what you've seen in what happens to young men if they don't have a mentor, their father or someone else, a father-like figure, formal or informal. What happens to young men when they're not led or taught?
Well, I don't know if this answers the question exactly, but all men should be totally distrusting of. There's two sides to it. One
Okay.
is every man should be totally distrusting of their own judgment.
Okay.
The heart is deceitful.
Yeah.
We need men in our lives that we've cultivated relationships with, that we can interact with, that can say, "You're being a knucklehead."
Right.
If
we need people, we need men around who can see the back of our head.
Correct.
And who will tell us.
Who will tell us the truth.
Right.
Who will absolutely tell us the truth. And so if you have a major issue, question, there are a couple of guys that I call, and I know
right.
these guys will unfailingly tell me the truth, whether I want to know it or not, because
right.
I don't trust myself.
Right.
Now, you're talking more specifically about younger men, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, younger. Let's say a younger man doesn't know that he's not infallible yet. He just says, "I have a regrettable lack of knowledge. As soon as I get the requisite knowledge, I will conquer the world." Will you be my mentor, and will you fill me up with that knowledge? It seems to me that sometimes the young men there are not looking for correction so much, but for ratification. I'm with the important guy.
You know. Well, since I'm not the important guy, I wouldn't really relate to that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I can understand a guy has to be teachable.
Right, okay.
If someone is, I used to pursue younger men because they were obviously idiots and they needed help, and
mm-hmm.
I could see it, and that didn't really work so well. So
mm-hmm.
I tend to work more in a reactive way right now. If someone wants to get time with me, they're usually fairly desperate.
Okay.
You know, and then if they're teachable, I'll help them as best I can. I will mentor them. But the ball's in their court.
They've got to want
it. I'm not going to follow up with them. So I might meet with the man. He says, "I really need help with this." I tell him a few hard things to do and say, "If you ever want to get back together again, I'm happy to do so." Then I just wait and see whether he calls back. If he doesn't, I just pray for him and leave him alone.
Like Jesus talking to the rich young ruler. He's saying, "Go sell everything you have, give it to the poor,
and then come back.
And then come back and
exactly.
come back for lesson two."
Exactly.
Because I don't want lesson two.
And that's a unique thing, you know, for young men to be that, to know what they don't know. That's true in business, organizations, and individually as well.
So over mentoring would be maybe pursuing someone who's not that
Correct.
Interested, not
exactly.
that interested, or meeting with somebody every 10 minutes who's way too interested and doesn't want to make his own decisions.
Exactly. I like to say, okay, well, here's a good book that maybe you should read. Why don't you read this book, and then let's get back together and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they follow up, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, if they don't read a book, if you give them a small book and they don't read it, they're not that interested.
Yeah, exactly. There's some other thing going on there that's not what I would call a mentoring relationship.